This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 11th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Officials of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association say it wasn't a record, but attendance at last week's AOPA Expo 2008 was impressive given the state of the economy. They credit nice weather, new product announcements, and interest in both the retirement of 18-year AOPA President Phil Boyer and the introduction of his replacement, Craig Fuller, for attendance totaling 9,500. That's well below the record of 12,973 set in 2006 when the event was held in Palm Springs, but officials are still pleased. Continuing its tradition of bi-coastal alternation, AOPA Expo 2009 will take place November 5th through the 7th in Tampa, Florida. Airbus, which has said that more than a quarter of its order backlog is at risk in the recession, is celebrating a firm order from Grupo Marsans. The largest tourism and transport group in Spain is ordering 4 A380s, 10 A350-900s, 5 A330-200s, and 42 A320 family aircraft. That's in addition to 12 A330s already on order, and it brings Grupo Marsan's total orders with Airbus to 73 aircraft. Gonzalo Pascual, president of Grupo Marsan's, noted, quote, "In addition to the overall fleet enhancement this represents, we are particularly proud that we will become the first A380 customer and operator in Spain and Latin America," unquote. Frequent flyers are well-schooled in the TSA screening drill at airports in the U.S., but during the holiday season, airports are suddenly flooded with family vacationers who are unfamiliar with the routine. In an expansion of a successful experiment started earlier this year by a handful of airports, the Transportation Security Administration will open family lanes at airports nationwide by Thanksgiving, allowing families to move at their own pace, helped in some locations by assistants on hand to explain the screening process. USA Today reports the new lanes will open at 533 TSA checkpoints at large and mid-sized airports by November 20th in time for the Thanksgiving holiday. But this is no seasonal program. TSA plans to make the family lanes permanent. TSA spokeswoman Ellen Howe says checkpoints at the 45 largest airports will have special scanners to screen large bottles of medically necessary liquids, including contact lens solution and infant formula. Despite the fact that the family lanes end up moving more slowly than lines of expert travelers, the agency has found many families prefer not feeling rushed. Airport design consultant Gloria Bender told the paper TSA will have to monitor checkpoints so empty family lanes can be used by other passengers. The National Transportation Safety Board, which announced a few days ago that the safety of air ambulance operations is a major priority for fiscal 2009, now says it will hold a public hearing on EMS safety beginning February 3rd at the NTSB's Boardroom and Conference Center in Washington, D.C. NTSB stresses that helicopter EMS operations provide an important service, but the pressure to safely and quickly conduct these operations in inclement weather or unfamiliar environments has the potential to make helicopter EMS risky. Board member Robert Sumwalt will chair the hearing, which he hopes, quote, "can provide an opportunity to learn more about the industry so that possibly we can make further recommendations that can prevent these accidents and save lives," unquote. Witnesses have been invited from all EMS communities, including pilots, medical personnel, managers, and the FAA. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Airline fuel surcharges morph into fare increases. USA Today calls for an end to a la carte fees. And the airlines defend higher fares. Also check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is Alexander Kaufman, International Sales Director for Cirrus Chile. We'll discuss the market in Latin America for general aviation in general, and very light jets in particular. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.